From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Saudi Arabia's anti-corruption crackdown has netted dozens of princes, officials, and businessmen who now potentially face trial. Traveling in Asia, President Donald Trump tweeted he has great confidence in King Salman and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, adding they know what they're doing and referring to those targeted as having milked the country for years. The crackdown doesn't surprise University of San Francisco analyst Stephen Zunis.
Saudi Arabia has been rife with corruption for many years, not surprising given the enormous wealth and the fact that it's virtually held entirely by a single extended family and a few cronies who are in good terms with him.
Saudi Arabia has warned that a missile attack from Yemen may amount to an act of war, calling it a blatant military aggression by the Iranian regime. Iran denied arming the Houthis, and its foreign minister blasted the Saudis for causing death and destruction in Yemen. The Saudi coalition cut the air, sea, and land links to Yemen. The transport minister of the Houthi-led rebel government in Sana'a denounced the move, saying it will be felt by the Yemeni people, who are increasingly poor and starving. Hours before the polls were to open, Liberia's Supreme Court Monday put a presidential election runoff on hold until the country's election commission can investigate claims of irregularities in last month's first round. Third-place finisher Charles Brumskine filed the challenge.
Our effort is about the hundreds of thousands of Liberians who were denied the right to vote.
Brumskine said the challenge was about those who stood in line for hours to vote for a particular candidate to realize their votes didn't count. The two leading candidates in the runoff were former football star George Weah and Vice President Joseph Boakai. This is VOA News.